while in this world, I think I'll take my whiskey neat, my coffee black and my bed at three. You're too sweet for me. You're too sweet for me. I take my whiskey neat, my coffee black and my bed at three.
Chapter 2, Napoleon the Service Dog. The worst nights are the ones when Jeremy wakes up to Napoleon jumping onto his bed, front paws pressing an unforgiving weight on Jeremy's stomach until he shoves himself upright. Those are the nights when Jean is awake but not aware, trapped in brutal memories and completely unresponsive. Those nights, even Jean's psychiatric service dog has to call in reinforcements, and Jeremy is terrified by the responsibility attached to being the person who decides what to do. Most nights, he dresses in silence, pulling on sweats and a Trojans hoodie before turning on every light in the apartment. He boils water for tea and steeps it for the exact right 3 minutes, placing one cup on the table near the bed or on a patch of floor just out of Jean's reach, depending on where he curled up before Napoleon sought Jeremy's help. Tonight, Jean's wedged into the top corner of his bed, back and left side pressed against the wall, right side blanketed by Napoleon's heavy weight. His knees are pulled up to his chest and his forehead is pressed against them, his left hand tangled in his hair and pulling, his right hand curled around his sheets in a fist. Jeremy takes a seat midway down Jean's bed, leaning his back against the wall and allowing his legs to dangle over the side of the bed. He pulls up Pandora on his phone and sets it on a channel of instrumental music that he uses for studying, resting his tea against his knees and watching Jean out of the corner of his eye. He sets the phone on the bed between them and keeps track of time passing by counting the songs. By the end of 3 tracks, Jean has stopped tugging at his hair, his hand draped loosely over his knees instead, fingers shaking. Jeremy puts his mostly empty mug of still warm tea on the floor and leaves his right hand palm up on the bed near the phone, a silent offer. After another track and a half, Jean's left hand wraps around Jeremy's tight enough to cut off his circulation, nails digging crescents into the side of Jeremy's hand. He doesn't complain. 2 more songs, and Jean isn't pressing his forehead to his knees so hard it hurts. His head is turned to the side, staring at the floor of their room, and his right hand is buried in Napoleon's fur to hide the fact that he's still shaking. His eyes are open and clearer now, and when Jeremy shifts his legs to curl up cross-legged, Jean's eyes dart over to track the movement. When the sun begins to rise, Jeremy switches stations to one of his more regular pop channels, songs meant to wake him up. "I'll take Napoleon for his run today," Jeremy says, like he always does after a rough night.
"Okay,"
Jean agrees after a few moments, voice hoarse. He releases Jeremy's hand, flexes his fingers for a moment, and collects the mug of now cold tea from beside him. He drinks the cup in careful sips and rests the mug on his knees when it's empty, hand still wrapped around it with a grip that's so gentle it probably hurts. "You'll be okay here while I'm gone," Jeremy says. Not a question. It's a reminder of a promise they worked out after the first of these nights. Jean won't move from his spot on the bed for the half hour that Jeremy and Napoleon are gone, because he isn't okay enough to move around alone yet. But all three of them feel better when some semblance of their routine is maintained.
"I wish I could hate you,"
Jean snarls after a moment. It's vicious only because it would hurt Jean to be vulnerable. So Jeremy forces himself to take the remark as a compliment. After all, Jean doesn't hate him. He only sighs a little as he stands up to collect Napoleon's leash and hook it into the dog's collar. "We'll be back soon," he promises, and doesn't look back as he tugs the hesitant dog out of the room.